Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Yes, this is Something to Believe In, and we are so thankful today that you have opened your homes, your convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are, that we might come in and minister to you. I tell you that there is something to believe in, and it is a beautiful day. It may be cold on the outside, but God works on the inside. And today we want Him to warm our spirit, and let's magnify the Lord. As Martha begins our broadcast this morning by doing one of the beautiful songs that she's always been doing, Even the Valleys.
A trial of stone down in the valley, I felt so alone, fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse, but God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. Not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. I've soared with eagles and I've fallen low through peaks and through valleys. That's just way like goes, but I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere. Even the valley is higher ground. Satan me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. Even the valley is
Yes, sir, I was sitting here thinking that God works better in the valleys than He does on the mountaintops, because God is the Lord of the valley. That's what David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." So this morning we can have that confidence and have that assurance that if God be for us, then who in this world can stand against us? Well, I like old Hank Williams. I don't think his music will ever die. And the recitations that he does, I love the recitations. As a matter of fact, I think that's what inspires me to do the recitations that I do. So we're going to go right now and listen to one that he does. I want you to listen to this. This has got a great and amazing story.
A little girl prayed at the close of the day, 'cause her daddy had gone far away. On her little face was a look of despair. I stood there and listened, and I heard this prayer. My mama says daddy had brought us to shame, and I'm never no more to mention his name. Lord, take me and lead me and hold to my hand. Oh, Heavenly Father, help me. And then one day something happened. It was nothing, of course, but One word led to another, and the last word led to a divorce. Now here were two grown-up people who failed to use common sense. They strengthened their own selfish pride at little Sue's expense. You know, she didn't ask to be brought to this world to drift from pillar to post. But a divorce never stops to consider the ones it hurts the most. There'd be a lot more honest loving in this wicked old world today if just a few parted parents could hear little Sue say, "Take me and lead me and hold to my hand. Oh, Heavenly Father, help me understand."
I'm going to tell you that is some real good advice because, you know, a divorce never stops to consider the one that it hurts the most. I hope that you're not facing that situation. I hope that you're not into that situation. The divorce rate, I think they say only one out of three marriages is working. Isn't that sad? That's what Noah said in the last days. They'd be marrying and giving in marriage until the flood came. So I'm trusting today that maybe you're there and you're hearing the broadcast, and maybe just because of that song, you'll take a second look, and maybe that second look will make a great big difference in your life. Well, let's go right now. We're going to go right back to some more music, and this one is by my good friend Clyde, Juanita, and also Wanda. And Clyde, I love the way he says this. He said, "If God's dead, then who's this living in my soul?
If God is dead, who's this living in my soul?
Oh, come, he gladly feels. How can you turn around and say, God is dead? When your stories have all been told, there's one thing I'd like to know.
If God is dead, is this living in my soul?
He builds a shelter from life, each of life grows cold. Somebody helps us to play our role.
If God is dead, who's this living in my soul? If my soul had windows, I'd leave them open so the world could see the ugly
on Golgotha's hill.
If God is dead, who's this living in my soul? If God is dead, who's this living in my soul?
Always did like that song. It's got such a great message. I like a song with a message. I don't like just music. I like a good message, and that is a real good message, Clyde, Juanita, and also Wanda. I trust today everything's well with you, and I just can't say enough about your ministry down through the years, and I appreciate that. Well, we laid a good friend of ours to rest just a few days ago, Carl Yancey, and if any of the families listen, we want them to realize that we are they're still in our prayers. We still think a lot about you. And so we pray for you, and we pray for you every day. And today, I want to invite you tonight. Now, I'm doing a broadcast ahead of time. I always do the broadcast a little bit early during the week so I can be sure to get it to the radio station. And I don't know what the weather's going to be like on Sunday, but we are going to be having tonight Brother Barry Harper will be speaking, and he's bringing some special singers with him at the up at the James Chapel, located on True Road. Now, our service will start tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll be having singing and preaching, and most of all, just good old-fashioned fellowship. So you're invited to come and be with us at the James Chapel up on True Road tonight at 7 p.m. Brother Barry Harper will be preaching, and we'll be having some very special singers that he is bringing with him. Well, we got to rehearsing the other day and did a song, and I mentioned it on the broadcast that it was a rehearsal, and somebody said, well, you ought to rehearse a little bit more because they really liked it. So we're going to go back and do it one more time, show you that we got a lot of nerve.
Well, I was burdened down, sin. No happiness was found within. I never knew the meaning of joy down. Soul I could never tell. Heaven came down, there was joy all around when He saved my soul. Oh, I remember the day when the Lord saved me. All of heaven came down, and I was happy and free. Glory be my soul.
I shall never forget the day when the Lord saved me. Hey, come be with us in one of our services, and who knows, Martha and I just may sing that song for you. Now, we're not experts. We don't claim to be, but we love the Lord. And, you know, it shows. I told them at the service, the funeral the other day, I've told people all down through the years, of course, you know me, I'm your friend. I love you, and I hope that you love me back. And if I tell you you're my friend today, you're going to be my friend tomorrow. I've never carried two faces. I've tried not to. I know I've made a lot of mistakes along the way, but I'm at least man enough to admit my mistakes, because if I can't admit them, then God can't do anything with them. And I am not perfect. I'm only been forgiven. But I told him the other day, I said, you know, I told Martha that I'm tired of telling people that I'm 39 because people does not believe that I'm 39. I said, I'm going to start telling them I'm 49. She said, well, they won't believe that either. Well, probably they won't, but I will tell you this, that on the 17th of next month, we will be celebrating a birthday. Now, I'm not going to tell you how old I am. Well, just let me say I'm 49. I think I'll just go ahead and be 49 for a few more years, and then I'll move on up to 59. But anyhow, I'm enjoying life. God's given me good health and given me good strength, and I'm trying to project the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if I haven't told you before, thing God has laid upon your heart to do, and together we're going to see that this ministry becomes a very successful thing for Christ. Well, let's go now and listen to my good friend, Brother Lewis Higginbottom, as he does a recitation for us.
Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have the zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth. For Moses prescribed the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into the heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again? So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard, yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words into the end of the world. But Isaiah is very bold and said, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he said, all day long have I stretched forth my hands unto disobedience and again saying people.
I wondered if Mama was there all alone. I thought I'd drop by. She was praying. A sound that the world seldom hears. Praying. Her voice was pleading and clear. The sound of her voice as she spoke my name brought tears to my eyes, my heart filled with shame. Praying, praying for someone like me. I was walking one night, I felt so alone. My heart was so heavy from the troubles I'd known. I hadn't noticed a church that was near, till the sound from within seemed to fill the air. They were praying. A sound that the world seldom hears. Praying. The children that God loves so dear. Outside in the darkness I could not see, but I could picture them down on their knees, praying. Yes, sir, they were praying for someone just like me. Maude, Tommy, I hope you enjoyed that song. We haven't made any requests today. We just felt like we'd try to do a few songs for you and invite some other people to sing along with us. And we went way back and brought out some Hank Williams recitations. And we're going to do another one of his right now, and I hope you enjoy this. Hey, I love old Hank's singing. I love his preaching. I mean his recitations. I'm sorry. Listen to this one. Too many parties and too many pals.
Too many parties and too many pals will break your heart someday. Too many boyfriends and sociable sows will drive your sweetheart away. Gentlemen of the jury, the judge's speech began.
The scene was a crowded courtroom, and the judge a stern old man. This prisoner here before you is a social enemy, a lady of the evening, and you know the penalty. Her eyes reflect the nightlife, her cheeks, they're red with paint. But I knew her mother, gentlemen. Why, her mother was a saint. Now I know that she's not like her, and yet she might have been, if it hadn't been for petting parties, cigarettes and gin. We took the nightlife off the streets and brought into our own homes, while girls beat time with lipstick and the shrieks of saxophones. We opened up the underworld to the ones we love so well. So tell me, gentlemen, is it right to send her to a cell? If she drinks, why, you taught her. And if she smokes, you showed her how. So, gentlemen, do you think it's right to go and condemn her now? And when you're in that jury room, just remember there and then that for every fallen woman, why, there's 100 fallen men. And that man might be your son. Now, gentlemen, that's my story. My testimony stands. This girl is my own daughter, and the case is in your hands. Had too many parties and too many times.
Yes, sir, you know, my dad was a lot wiser than what I really thought him to be. He used to make the statement to me. He said, son, you're like a politician. You just keep on running, and you will get elected. And, you know, I never listened to that. But, you know, I wished I had. My dad knew exactly what he was talking about. Well, let's go right back. It's getting about time to close the broadcast. We haven't done any preaching, but bless, we've done a lot of preaching through the recitations. But Martha and I are going to do this song for you before we close the broadcast. It's called I Claim the Blood.
I have a source of strength when I am weak, that helps me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above.
My sin, my pain.
the time that you have given us that we have set before the mic, reach out to our unseen audience and told them about the blood of Jesus Christ. We trust today that something has been... Well, neighbor, would you write to me? As I've already stated, it has been slow tonight. We'll be having special service at James Chapel, located up on True Road. We'd love to have you come and be...
Include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tape...